This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. It is summer break for most K-12 students right now. Usually, in pre-pandemic years, this is actually a time where more children go hungry because they're not getting subsidized meals at school. The pandemic has changed that, at least for this summer, through a program known as Pandemic EBT, Electronic Benefits Transfer. It works with what most people refer to as food stamps. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
Lots of kids wait all year for the last day of school. But for the millions of families who depend on free and reduced-priced meals,
when that last school bell rings, all of the infrastructure that makes school meals such a success goes away.
Lisa Davis is with No Kid Hungry. She says many schools continue federal meal programs through the summer, but rules often require children to eat on-site, even when buses aren't running. It means 6 out of 7 kids aren't able to access these meals during break. That changed last summer during the pandemic when the USDA relaxed guidelines.
And so schools and community organizations could deliver meals to kids. Families could pick up several days worth of meals so that they only had to make the trip once a week.
The result? The number of summer meals served last July increased by 160%. And this summer, even fewer families will go without food assistance. The Pandemic EBT program, which allows families who qualify for free or reduced-priced lunch to collect additional SNAP benefits throughout remote and hybrid learning, is being extended during the summer.
Just frankly, it's a straightforward solution to make sure that kids have enough to eat.
Diane Schonsenbach is an economist at Northwestern who studies child poverty. She says not only will these benefits get more kids fed, it gives families the independence to shop sales and eat what they like. You know how picky kids can be. Plus, Crystal Fitzsimmons at the Food Research and Action Center says keeping the program running means the infrastructure will be ready for any emergency that closes school.
Like the pandemic or a natural disaster or wildfires.
The Biden administration has expressed interest in making summer EBT permanent, and advocates are hopeful. Previous expansions of food aid for children have received bipartisan support. For now, the pandemic EBT program will continue through summer 2022. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.